Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, April 30th, 2015, we are live from St. Bartholomew's Church at 325 Park Avenue at 51st Street in New York, New York. Today, we are here because of our topic. And today we're covering a teen topic, and we would like to discuss marriage. Some of you are still teens in high school, but I figured it's time to at least discuss the topic because you're going into your senior year. We're close to graduation, and these type of moral and ethical decisions need to, you need to think about them now. So it's time to ask yourself a question. And it's a serious question. But before we go on, I wanted to let you know about the location that we picked today. I also attended a Jim's presentation, which was a Midtown concert at St. Bart's, and it was from 1:15 to about 2 o'clock, and the title of the presentation was Artemis Baroque. And there was a series of musicians, sopranos. They had flutes, cellos, harps, and it was works for flute and voice. And we had a beautiful presentation by the team. It's called the Gotham Early Music Scene. And if you want more information, you can go to www.gemsnewyork.org. And there you can learn more about the beautiful music that we did enjoy today. And it was called Artemis Baroque, which represents the philosophy that one's instrument is simply an extension of the human voice. This concert will explore the similarities of voice and flute in timbre, expression, and performance practice, especially within the Baroque era. So there was Bach music, Sebastian Bach, and Immanuel Bach. So we had a chance to go into, while I am researching the topic of marriage, we also wanted to look at churches. So this was a wonderful church with awesome mosaic murals in the archways of the church. And then there's also a chapel section where they did the musical performance here today. And I'm now sitting in the lobby or the foyer or the entryway, and there's columns, beautiful slab columns. There are all type of finials. There's mosaic gold tiles. There's words. There's symbolic meanings. Everything. It's a wonderful place. It's an awesome choice if someone was deciding to get married here. Now, this may not be our particular venue for the church, but it is. I am researching, so that's what I encourage you all to do as well. So, what we wanted to cover today in this particular blog is asking yourself the serious question, are you ready for marriage? So we wanted to let you know that because of your age, we wanted to just get it out there. So if you ask yourself, is it biblical? The answer is yes. If you ask yourself, is it legal to marry? In most states, 18 is old enough. If you ask yourself question after question, maybe it's time to start your treasure chest. So that's the topic today. So the wedding treasure chest is good for both male and female. So what should I save in my wedding treasure chest? The following list should help you. And we researched www.herecomestheguide, that's G-U-I-D-E, not the bride, .com. And they had a load of interesting checklist, favors, all important information pertaining to a wedding. So we also went to www.realsimple.com, and they said that you can include into a wedding chest, probably rings. If you buy the tiniest little chest ever, you can always say you can prepare early by having a ring. So one thing I wanted to stress before we go on with our list is while you're in a relationship and you purchase a ring for another bride or you purchase your rings for your groom, don't save that particular wedding set for anybody that you decide to marry and say, oh, it's my mother's ring. You know, every time I propose, I use it. Try to say, I'm getting married. This is my taste. This is my style. This is what I plan for my wedding, not necessarily for the woman that I used to love. You know what I'm saying? So each relationship, you can't go into this and say, this was my last girlfriend's wedding ring, so this is your wedding ring. No, you can't. Usually that's not the most appropriate situation. It could spark a certain type of emotion. It could be a subconscious type, lashback if you do something like that. Try to determine what is within you and what your style is, your taste, and your appropriation for your wife. Like when it comes to favors, you know, what is the style or theme of your wedding. And we also encourage, because you're young, a wedding journal. Now, you can save color fabrics, invitation, keepsakes, and money in the chest as well when you get into the other sizes. They can go as big as an old trunk where you can keep, you know, say, a tuxedo style or a dress. You can keep a veil, something old, something new, all type of wedding keepsakes and samples. When you go online, you'll look for wedding samples. You'll find people that are sending you invitations, placement cards for the tables. They'll show you all type of, you know, pamphlets and leaflets that you have to use, you know, outside of what I've just said, even more. So we encourage you to start collecting samples in your chest. So if a male might want to say, you know, white and baby blue, you know, a woman might want to say white and gold, you know, and when you get together both of your wedding chests, you'll come to some compromise, even if you blend the colors together, never neglecting either, neither nor. So also we thought that it was a good idea to have vintage cloth or lace. It could be old or new. A checklist, you know, to start, to even know what you have to prepare for, to pay for, a list of favorites, flavors for the cake, because some people will allow you to come in already and do cake samples. And so sometimes when you're like, oh, we usually have the standard, because you're on the spot. You know that you like buttercream. You know that you like cherry flavor cake. You know you've been to the islands. You know there's something exotic like a pina colada coconut cake with pineapples. You know that may be your mother's favorite, you know, and your favorite. So something exotic, even when you're older, you can say a rum flavored cake like the cupcakes. You know, depending on your life, you know, you want to inspire this person to get into your value system and also to say that we love each other so you don't spring something on them later. You know, you have a lot to talk about. Don't forget your guest list, your venue list. These are all things you have to research. A list of favorite flowers, a list of bands, DJs, and music, honeymoon location, a list of transportation methods, wedding shower ideas, and, you know, a host of other things. You're here at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner, and today we're discussing values, you know, morals and ethics, and we're also basically talking about teen topics, which led us to weddings, because we're graduating this year, our senior year. My son is Markel Green, the co-creator of the show, and so one of these questions that we're laying on him, you know, right away is, you know, what is your ethical, you know, plan, and, you know, if there's a woman in your life, are you planning to marry that woman, or do we need to start scouting for new women, and if so, are you keeping a wedding journal, like poems and all different type of things, you know, beautiful songs and things that you would like to have at your wedding. And anyway, we're encouraging the teens to start a treasure chest, both male and female. So we're composing a list, and these are all of the different things that you have to look at when you want to, you know, worry with a moderate, small, or big wedding. So put in your chest a list of items that shows you, you know, all different wedding websites maybe, and at YouTube and different things like that. There's also a list of YouTube videos with designer dresses where you can do a lot of fashion shows on bridal. We also wanted you to watch the topic. There's welcome baskets for your guests to leave with a favor. Spa treatments are recommended, if, you know, a day or two before. And you also have to decide if you're giving a bachelor party and a bachelorette party, or if you're giving a combined party for the two bachelors. Now, my recommendation is to go ahead and give the party together for the bachelor and the bachelorette, and skip some of the go-go dancer type stuff, and just have some of the former entertainment, and don't allow your spouse to, you know, to hug and kiss all over, you know, a slipper the night before the wedding. I think that's ridiculous. Okay, and don't forget about your photographer. If you're going to write your own vows or study books for vows, it's early, but you can get that in now. Talk about your bridesmaid and your best man, the person that hurt you all your life, you know, the bully at school when you're in middle school, high school, will not be your best man. That would not be the best bridesmaid. Think about if you're going to have a bar, non-alcoholic or alcoholic drinks. There's also a juice bar when we serve virgin cocktails. Think about if you're giving out liquor chocolates. Think if you're giving plain chocolates. Think if you're giving a candy bar. You have to decide what's more important for the type of class of people that you're going to entertain, and also, or say it's not entertainment, say the audience or the members of the family that's allowed at the wedding. think about all of that. You know, who's coming and how would you really behave around them? And are they entitled to hard liquor or just champagne, maybe coolers, maybe mixed drinks, or maybe you're not going to drink at all, because you have to think about that. Think about articles on rehearsal dances and activities at the dance and also at the dinner. Think about your wedding license. Some people allow you to marry as early as 16 in some states, so you have to look for that type of information. Think about newspaper wedding announcement, floral arrangements, cocktails or candy, ice cream hour. What are you going to say at the toast? It's a lot of gathering, and it's a lot of important writing. If you're, you know, author or a poem writer, you have to think about what you're going to do. Think about the particular color scheme for your guest book, the pens, the flutes that you're going to use, and also think about, you know, the wedding china, or if you're going to use, you know, paper plates, or if you're you know, going to use whatever the hotel has. You have to ask what they're going to have yet. Think about if you want a joint venue. Do you want a venue in a church wedding and then have to cart all of your people to another venue to have a reception or a reception dinner? Or do you want to have a venue where it has a chapel and a reception area where you just walk across the hall or across the yard, you know, where you can take pictures outside and then go into right into the, you know, to the party? So also you have to think about guest books. And you have to think about all these things, and also gifts for the parents, in-laws, your parents, if they're not coming, you know, his parents, you know, Markel's wife's parents, if we do a double wedding, you know, you have to think about all of these things. So we encourage you to take time to start planning so that you can't say, oh, I love gold, and I got married in all white. I didn't even think to incorporate a little gold. Well, I love silver, and I forgot to incorporate silver. You know, I could have had a silver belt on. You know, I could have had a silver cummerbund. It would have added some element, you know, of class to my particular outfit. You know, it just was the last minute, and I hadn't thought of a thing. I didn't bring the favors. I didn't substitute alcohol for candy or cookies, and my keepsake was already, you can budget out and say that the keepsake is going to be at the candy bar and just take a gift bag home full of candy, you know, opposed to having to buy, you know, different favors. But favors usually put the date and the names on them. So therefore, if you don't label the bags, you won't have a favor unless you, you know, with the candy bar. So there's all type of things where you can save, and there's all type of things where you can splurge. So it's just really like important that you know the detailing early, and that you think about these things and don't give the woman the chance to totally do her wedding alone and be the man that says, I want something else, you know, like I know what I want, you know, and be able to speak up and enjoy this, you know, experience. So these are things to enjoy when it comes to your wedding bliss. Until next time.